Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Joining me on the phone is Sarah Tan, General Manager, Deliveroo Singapore. We talk about the importance of food delivery platforms during this challenging time and find out what they have needed to do to thrive in this new normal. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on today, Clarissa.
It's absolutely our pleasure. Maybe we jump right in. How has Deliveroo supported job stability and created job opportunities in the face of this pandemic?
No, that's a great question. And I think, job stability and job opportunities has been something that's been really top of mind for all Singaporeans over the past 15 months that we've been dealing with this new normal. According to a report released in November last year by Capital Economic, they had some statistics to say that food delivery platforms, like Deliveroo, actually helped to protect approximately 110,000 jobs across restaurants in Singapore. So that meant that between April and June last year alone, 110,000 jobs were helped from being lost or furloughed simply because of the ability to order food through delivery platforms. So, I think Deliveroo as one of these delivery platforms is really, really proud that we've supported at least 7,300 jobs alone. We have near 9,000 self-employed riders who contract with Deliveroo. And another study even showed that on average, 45% of employees in the restaurant industry were able to continue to work over the last 12 months because of delivery services. So I think it's been really important to us as a company that we're one of the organizations that's been able to help actually increase that job stability and opportunities in the face of all of the uncertainty that's been going on in Singapore.
The assumption, of course, is that food delivery services would be thriving in this environment. Everyone's at home. Most of us Singaporean women, myself, included, we're not big cooks. So we're ordering out almost on a daily basis. Talk to us about some of the challenges that you've had to face, though.
Yeah, certainly. And I love cooking. I'm one of those people who, I always grew up with both my parents cooking, but even I have adopted this way of life that everyone seems to be going now, where food delivery has become, a weekly, if not more regular occurrence. And what we know is that too soon to know exactly what behaviors will change as we're going through these kind of turbulent times. But what we do know is that in a survey that was conducted earlier this year in January, before the most recent phase 2 heightened alert, 80% of respondents already admitted that they're ordering from food delivery services more than ever before. And 50% of these Singaporeans that were surveyed ordered in food more than once a week. And I think what we thought was surprising coming out of that was actually 81% of those respondents that were actually age 45 and above were saying that they are more reliant on food delivery services to order their meals. So I think whilst people think, it's a very tech-enabled kind of digital-first industry, we're actually seeing quite a lot of, the population across all of different age brackets becoming more and more used to food delivery. And I think, there was always going to be a time and a place for food delivery to continue to exist along dine-in, even as everything kind of returns to what we hope is like a new normal. But it's definitely been a challenge for us as a business. I think there's been an increased shift in terms of how we need to react to the restaurant partners that we manage, the riders that deliver the meal to our customers, and then also the different ordering habits and behaviors of all of us as consumers in terms of the types of restaurants we want to eat from, the times of day that we want to order from. All of these things have shifted as a result of the pandemic. Most of us are working from home now, so we're not in the office anymore. And all of these things have just been, very challenging to deal with as a delivery platform.
Can I just say that one of the things that has changed for me as an orderer of food delivery services is I tend to now be ordering later. Do you see that as a trend with other customers as well?
Yeah, I think it's something that, we've seen a lot of changes. One of the big shifts we saw, as people went back to work from home from the start of this phase 2 is that lunch also becomes another occasion in the day where people are ordering a lot. We see that, a lot of people start looking for things around tea time. So we see more people coming to the app in the afternoon, probably searching for a bit of a snack or something sweet to kind of get them through the day. I think that it's beyond just, feeding yourself to alleviate hunger. At the part of all Singaporeans. You know, everybody is passionate about food. We look for food to kind of bring us comfort, bring us excitement, you know, break up some of the monotony of our day. So I think these things make it more difficult for us as a platform to actually ensure that we have the right choices for people when they come to look, and also, you know, to make sure that we have enough riders to deliver, that the restaurants are open at those right times. But ultimately, it comes down to, you know, the core purpose of why we're here, which is to make sure that Singaporeans, no matter where they are, can get access to the food they want whenever they want. And we're always trying to, you know, improve that. So I think we continue to look at the data and take feedback from people in terms of, okay, what are they looking for? When are they looking? How can we make sure that we have different options? And that at the end of the day, you know, it's make sure that food delivery is like an affordable pleasure for people during these times.
It sounds like we're eating more. more often through the day is what it sounds like.
Yeah, but one of the other trends, you know, and this happened last year during Circuit Breaker as well, is that people love their comfort foods. They love their Chinese options, the things they're familiar with. But then, you know, the more people use food delivery, the more we see people looking for those healthier options. So we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of partners that we work with that are in, you know, providing salads, providing kind of, you know, healthier options, healthier twists on local favorite. And these are the things that I think, you know, as more and more restaurants that previously didn't use delivery as a key channel have looked at different ways to kind of access consumers, I think we're going to get more and more choice. And, you know, people will be able to get all of those different different options. So even if you're ordering more, you know, hopefully you can make the right choices for yourself based on the selection available.
Guilty. I eat more cupcakes now than I have ever in my life before this. Now, let's talk about your three stakeholders, customers, restaurant partners, and the riders have very different priorities, and you've already intimated on that. Break it down for us. How do you balance the different considerations for the best possible outcomes for all three, particularly now?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it is an incredibly complex business. Like you said, we have, you know, we have three very, very key partners. I think, you know, at the core of what we do are our restaurant partners. You know, since the start of the pandemic last year, we've added more than 3,000 restaurants to Deliveroo. So now we have more than 8,000. And like I said, a lot of those restaurants were restaurants that hadn't previously been doing a lot of food delivery, and they've had to also adapt their businesses for this model to be able to, you know, ensure that consumers can have their favorite foods regardless of whether they can dine in or not. You know, so that's been a challenge for restaurants. And, you know, we've looked to support those restaurants in many ways. I think the first way is really the enterprise. Singapore has been, you know, exceptionally supportive for restaurants, and, you know, we've been able to work with them to pass on commission relief of 5% to all restaurant partners. So that was during Circuit Breaker last year, and then again during the Phase 2 heightened alert this year. I think we were the first platform in Singapore to introduce mandatory contact-free delivery. So this means that, you know, neither the restaurant nor the consumer needs to come into direct contact with the rider. So it gives all three of our stakeholders that extra confidence that during these times when health and safety is really important, that we can still deliver safely and that we have a process in place that we can follow there. And I think thirdly, we've really worked very, very closely with all of our restaurant partners to help make sure that they're taking advantage of all of the different marketing initiatives available, that they're working with the Singapore government to become more digitally enabled. There were some capability development packs that we worked on with the government last year where we gave, you know, restaurants more than like $1,500 per outlet to use towards things like marketing promotions and like online services. So a variety of different, you know, capability development support for those restaurant partners. And I think what's most important with restaurants is that, you know, as we're not really sure what the next phase is going to look like coming out of Phase 2 heightened alert, that we'll just have to continually take feedback on for them and understand how we can best support them as a platform, whether that is as they reopen dine-in or continue to, you know, focus 100% on delivery and pickup. So that's really important for us.
We're speaking with Sarah Tan, General Manager, Deliveroo Singapore. I want to talk now about key 2020-2021 Deliveroo initiatives, including the launch of Deliveroo's on-demand grocery delivery service. I like this.
It was very exciting, not just for me as somebody who loves to get my groceries delivered to my home, but hopefully to everybody in Singapore. So we launched our grocery delivery service in October 2020. So this was with a couple of select partners, including Marks and Spencer, and some of Singapore's kind of more popular specialty grocery stores, including like the Providore and Ryan's Grocery in Korea Japanese Market. And we're really, really happy that we were able to announce earlier this year that we launched an exclusive partnership with Dairy Farm. So that's Giant and Cold Storage. And we've made more than 50 stores in total available across the island. So basically anyone in their home can now order their groceries from Cold Storage and Giant. And we, you know, we deliver in on average 30 to 32 minutes. So it's exceptionally convenient. And it also helps them during this time to take some of the burden off, you know, the queues in store and really like expedite the customer traffic that they otherwise would have had. So this is a huge step forward in terms of us being able to, what we'd like to be is like the definitive food company for people. We're focusing on trying to make sure that customers can get all of the different food occasions as conveniently as possible, obviously starting with restaurants and now moving into grocery. And the sky is the limit there. So it's been, you know, it's been fantastic. We've seen a great uptake in terms of people ordering on-demand grocery. We're going to continue to work with Cold Storage and Giant to add even more products to those stores. And, you know, the other thing that's really great is that it's super affordable. We had free delivery on all of our grocery partners for the whole of May, and we're going to continually look at how we can continue to keep grocery delivery affordable for Singaporeans.
Now, I really like this. I want you to tell us more about it, your community-based initiatives like Heroes for Heroes campaign.
Yes, this is a great initiative that one of my team members actually concepted himself. And during Ramadan this year, we worked with the Migrant Workers Centre to deliver 1,600 free iftar meals to the foreign workers. So we did call this Heroes to Heroes campaign because our riders are obviously heroes. And then, you know, our foreign workers are also those unsung heroes that make sure that we, you know, have the HDBs to live in, the roads, the MRTs and so on. So we really liked this concept. So from 16th of April through to 7th of May during Ramadan, we had more than 30 delivery riders actually volunteer their time to deliver those free iftar meals every Friday to five different foreign worker dorms across those 4 weeks. And I think what was really great from that entire experience was that not only the foreign workers that really appreciated that and were able to share in that Ramadan spirit, which was, you know, a little bit different this year to what it normally is like, but also the riders, you know, it gave them a chance to give back to the community. It was really in the spirit of Ramadan. And it gave them a great chance to kind of, you know, live the delivery values and do something as a rider that really, really gave back. So that Migrant Worker Centre and that Heroes for Heroes campaign was something that, you know, we'll look to see if we can repeat that in future years. It really resonated with us and our customers.
It's a lovely initiative. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, Sarah. There's so much more that we can talk about. Maybe we'll just have to get you back on the show at some time in the future.
I'd love that, but have a great afternoon.
We've been speaking with Sarah Tan, General Manager, Deliveroo Singapore, about the importance of food delivery platforms during this challenging time. Sarah, thank you very much again for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.